The Galt Canadian Pacific Railway Station on Malcolm Street was built in 1899 to replace a temporary station at the same location that had been in use since the Credit Valley Railway line was extended from Toronto in 1879. The Galt Station was formally recognized for its heritage significance in 1991. The 1960 Windsor-Montreal Express heads east at the Galt CPR Station. Photo courtesy Wayne Conrad Serbu. Memories of Galt, Preston or Hespler. Those were the days, my friends. Canada's Historic Places says the station illustrates the extensive CPR rebuilding and improvement program of the period 1896 to 1914 and is an example of the work of Montreal architect Edward Maxwell. Reversing a previous corporate trend to hire prominent American architects for important commissions, the CPR began to look to Canadian architects for most of their projects. Maxwell was the first Canadian to contribute significantly to the CPR system, and the Cambridge Station dates from an early stage of his relationship with the CPR. To view the before and after below, click on the midline toggle bar below and drag it left or right to see the changes. Jim Quantrell, in his book Time Frames, wrote that in 1879, the Credit Valley Railway line from Toronto reached Galt. That same year, the railway's bridge was built across the Grand River by the Toronto Bridge Company. It consisted of five spans of 250 feet each to become the largest iron bridge that had ever been built in Canada up to that date. Quantrell wrote that the railway station was located on Samuelson Street near Water Street to the north of the old cricket grounds. The first engine crossed the Grand on the new bridge on December 18. This looks to be a temporary structure that was replaced in 1899 by the current station. It has since been modified over the years. The railway was later absorbed by the Canadian Pacific Railway. Sadly, the station became infamous for a tragic accident that occurred on the evening of May 2, 1956. That was the night two men died in a collision between two steam trains on the Water Street overpass. A switching error was to blame, sending one of the freight trains hurtling toward the other as it idled on the track. The incident is detailed in local author Paul Longan's book Tragedy in Galt. Residents of Cambridge will have a chance to get up close to the historical landmark next month when the Galt CPR station gets lit up for the season to welcome the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train on November 30. Share your memories by clicking Add to the Story at the bottom of this page. Landmarks is an occasional feature of Cambridge Today, using Juxtapose to display old and new photos to help tell the story of Cambridge, a city that will celebrate its 50th anniversary in 2023. Old photo submissions are welcome at news@cambridgetoday.ca.